You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Happy 249th birthday to the United States of America. Happy 4th of July to you from all of us here at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Pomp and Joe Show without Pomp and Joe. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for those guys right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Dom DiTommaso filling in for Austin Bechtold, who's got the leadoff show, as Dom just mentioned, coming up at 3:15. Right now, we head out to the fan hotline, and we are joined by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Ray Fittipaldo, kind enough to join us on the holiday. Ray, happy 4th to you. How are you celebrating, good sir? Good to talk to you.
Well, good morning, Jack. Yeah, a little cookout later on this afternoon, and a happy 4th to you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Ray Fittipaldo is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team now for over 90 years. Visit them at lgkg.com. Ray, what message does the Omar Khan extension send to the organization and the fan base?
Yeah, I think for Art Rooney II, I think it was acknowledgement that Omar took over at a time, a month after Kenny Pickett was drafted, and the difficulties that have ensued with that draft pick not working out. Now it's more about than just the quarterback. I understand that. Omar and Andy Weidel have been concentrating on building this roster up from the inside out. So, it was the offensive line the first couple of years in the draft, and next is going to be the defensive line, as evidenced by the drafting of Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black. So I think it's twofold. I think they're giving Omar plenty of time to get this done while acknowledging that, he took over at a time with a draft pick, a quarterback that was not his.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray, I have often wondered, because I think the combination of what Omar's background is and what he excels in and what Andy Weidel's background is more of the football guy, so to speak, is a great combination of those two guys at the front of the front office. But that's a guy in Andy Weidel that's been thrown around for GM jobs in the past. I think the Jets was a job that was kind of lingering around and his name was thrown around for this past offseason. Is it safe to say that, by the end of this Omar Khan contract, that Andy Weidel might not be here and might be a general manager in the NFL somewhere?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Jack. Every evaluator like Andy wants to go on and become a GM one day. They want to run their own operation, one day. So we'll see if that happens for Andy. People forget Andy was one of the 10 names in the Steelers search. And then, they eventually settled on Omar, and Omar is good friends with Andy. So, he was able to bring him on board. So, GM jobs are also like a lot of head coaching jobs. There's a lot of hot names from year to year. Sometimes guys get their chance and that's it. They take it and run with it. And sometimes guys, if it doesn't happen early, it doesn't happen at all. But, I'm confident that Andy someday will run an operation of his own, but you know, until that time, the Steelers have to take advantage of his skills. And I think for the most part, he's done a really good job of trying to build these offensive and defensive lines out from what was, let's face it, a pretty bad circumstance when they both took over back in the summer of 2022.
Yeah, and we're talking to Ray Fittipaldi, covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. The offensive line seemed to be first. We're seeing all the infusion of youth now across that starting line, with the exception of Isaac Seumalo. Derek Harmon, the first-round pick, next. And with Cam Hayward's obviously seen a lot more football than what's ahead of him, like the defensive line kind of seems like the next Andy Weidel-centered project, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, quarterback is going to come into play in 26 or 27. You know, the quarterback group in both years, Jack, it's really, really good. No, everyone's pointing to 26 because the Steelers desperately need one with Aaron Rodgers on a one-year deal. But people have to remember, 2027 is just as good or better. But I think you're right. You know, defensive line starting this year with Harmon and Black. And it's not going to stop, honestly, because you mentioned it, Cam Hayward. Maybe this is his last year. Maybe he's got 2 years left. Who knows? But you got to find a replacement for him. And, you know, so I would be shocked if they did not take a defensive lineman in the first two or three rounds of next year's draft as well, depending on what happens at quarterback, of course. So, yeah, you know, it was predictable the way that they've tried to rebuild this line, but none of it works. And you understand this. None of it works offensively or defensively if you don't have that quarterback in place. And really, that's how both Andy and Omar are going to be judged eventually. That's what it's going to come down to. Do you have that franchise quarterback who could lead the team, lead a good roster into the playoffs?
Jalen Ramsey's obviously going to be a member of this team in 2025. Minkah Fitzpatrick is not. And you look at it on paper and you say, man, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., now Jalen Ramsey, those are some pretty good corners, but a hole at safety now. And is Juan Thornhill a guy that can fill that Minkah Fitzpatrick void? What does that do for what Deshaun Elliott's able to do? Jalen Ramsey, I saw there was some speculation that he could be thrown into safety in a couple of packages. What's your early take on that and how the Steelers can reconfigure the secondary? It's now got a ton of depth at corner, but you lose your all-pro safety in Minkah.
Yeah, that's not speculation. The Steelers believe he can play safety, and you know, that's I think that's part of the equation when you acquire a guy like that. You know, you want that versatility in the back end of your secondary. And the nice thing about Jalen Ramsey is he can also play slot corner, you know, because they do have, let's face it, Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. have not been guys who have bumped around. They've mostly been outside corners throughout the course of their career. So, you know, Jalen Ramsey, of course, has most of his experience on the outside, but he's played inside, and I think it's really, you know, tantalizing to think, okay, like, if he could actually transition to becoming a free safety, the ball skills that he utilized as a corner, seeing the whole field, you know, as a deep safety, that could actually come into play and, you know, be something that could be really nice for this defense down the road. So I'm not exactly sure where they're going to start him. You know, is it going to be in the slot? Is it going to be safety? But I do think they'll take advantage, and he will play both positions during the 2025 season.
And history for elite corners like Jalen Ramsey is actually pretty good in that regard, because you've got guys like Rod and Charles Woodson that have been able to transition to that late in their careers. And that's something that, like with age, is that like does safety become easier to play with, you know, a player, you know, not necessarily past his prime, but, you know, into his 30s?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you think about corners and how they have to be able to run with guys who can run 4.40s, it just makes sense. If you're off the line of scrimmage a little bit and you're not asked to play in man coverage as much, you know, maybe you're the guy who is the shell safety over the top of the cornerback, or, you know, maybe you're covering a tight end who, you know, is probably going to run 4.6 rather than a 4.4. So it's definitely a different game back there if you're playing free safety as opposed to cornerback. And you make a great point. You know, both Woodsons, Charles and Rod, added like 4 or 6 years to their career. And, you know, Rod Woodson became an all-pro at both positions. And I'm sure if you asked the Rooneys, if Dan Rooney was still alive, you know, Tom Donahoe in that era was the GM, they probably think they moved on from Rod Woodson too long. And they probably weren't, you know, forward-thinking enough to move him to safety. So, he ended up having a great career, second career with the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Ravens. And, you know, we'll see if Jalen Ramsey can do the same here. He's going to turn 31 during the season. So theoretically, he could have 4 or 5 years left.
Chatting it up with Ray Fittipaldo, covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Ray, was Minka an issue in that locker room, maybe off the field? And if he was, did it fly kind of under the radar because of George Pickens kind of stealing the public eye in the way he handled, you know, questions from the media and the way that he acted and disciplinary stuff from the league as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would never put him in the same boat as George Pickens. He was, you know, by far the bigger problem. And I'm not even sure, like, Minka was ever a problem in that locker room. I think, obviously, there was stuff that happened on the field and, you know, he wasn't as productive as he had been. And, you know, for whatever reason, it just didn't work the last two seasons. And, you know, that can happen, too. It can just be circumstances, who you're playing with, you know, the way the league has trended, you know, in certain ways. You know, when he was making his all-pro teams, he was able to sit back and read the quarterback and, you know, make game-changing plays. And, you know, now the game's changed to the point where teams are not taking those deep down-the-field shots as often as they used to. And it's kind of become, you know, a game that's played between the 20s more so than over the top. So a lot of things have played into this. But I'll tell you what, Jack, I would not be surprised. Just with a change of scenery, maybe a different coach, maybe somebody sees a different way to utilize him. I would not be surprised at all if Minka had another really good season down in Miami this year.
Let's go to the offensive side of that trade, Ray. Jonnu Smith now adds to that tight end room with Darnell Washington and Pat Freiermuth. Does that necessarily mean that, like, Pat Freiermuth should be, you know, feel threatened as the starting tight end, or is it going to be a situation where the Steelers, like, live in 12 personnel? Because it seems like that's, yeah, Arthur Smith's bread and butter.
Yeah, much more so the latter. You know, Jonnu Smith is, I think, 29, going to turn 30 during the season. Pat Freiermuth is much younger. So there's no reason for Pat, who, you know, signed his contract extension last year, to feel threatened. I actually think this could help Pat in the long run. You know, you think about how you want to utilize those two guys. You could have one be an inline tight end, one be flexed out in the slot. You could have both guys flexed out, really. You know, you could, the nice thing about this, Jack, is, you know, mismatches. You could have 12 personnel on the field, but real easy, you can get the four wide. If you split those guys out, you have Metcalf and, say, Calvin Austin in the game at the same time. So, you know, defensive coordinator is going to really have to be careful about how they deploy their personnel when they're facing the Steelers. It's not that Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth are great pass run blockers, but if they're both in the game, you know, they're still going to be a threat to run the ball. So I'm really looking forward to see Arthur Smith uses these two guys. And don't forget about Darnell Washington, too. He's still going to be a big part of this offense, not necessarily as a pass catcher, but as a run blocker. He's still going to be heavily involved as well.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, with some kind words of him too, said he reminded him of Mercedes Lewis, which was one of Aaron Rodgers' favorite targets back in his prime Packers days. So does that close the book, you think, on signing a, or going out and getting a comparable wide receiver too before the start of the season?
I wouldn't say it closes the book on it, but I think there's definitely less of a need for it now. The one concern I do have, Jack, is the depth at receiver. You know, you got DK Metcalf, you got Calvin Austin, who produced, you know, pretty decent numbers last year. And then there's a fall off after that. You know, Robert Woods hasn't been Robert Woods for 2 or 3 years now. Roman Wilson was injured during his rookie season. You know, Ben Skowronek and Scotty Miller, they are who they are. So, like, if one of your top guys gets injured, let's say a DK Metcalf or Calvin Austin gets injured, then you're really thin at that position. So I could see them adding another depth piece, you know, before or during training camp, but I don't think it has to be a guy who projects necessarily as a number two receiver who's going to step in and be a starter.
Ben Skowronek can hoop, though, Ray. Did you see that clip of him dunking?
That guy is one of the more undervalued players on this roster. Jack, great special teams player. And just watching that team last year, I know he was hurt. You know, he's in and out of the lineup because of injuries last year. He was really effective when they used him as a receiver, too. So I'm a big Skowronek fan. I think they should use him more. But just wherever he's been, whether it's been with the Rams or the Steelers, he seems to get pigeonholed into that special teams guy. But I think that guy's a terrific athlete, and I think he can be a bigger part of this offensive well, you know, if they allow it.
Ray Fittipaldi on the Fin Hotline. He covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. All right, Ray, I probably should have gotten to this a little bit earlier in our chat, but we get to it nonetheless. TJ Watt, I would say what's the latest, but it seems like there is no latest. So I'll ask you, you know, what do you see the timetable as right now for a TJ Watt extension? Does it happen at some point during training camp to where he is a full participant at St. Vincent? Or is it a situation, are we trending more towards a situation of him, you know, before week one getting his contract extension? What do you think the latest is there?
Yeah, I mean, the last one wasn't as nearly as difficult as this one, and that was done 2 days before the start of the season. So I kind of look at that and say this is probably going to happen late in training camp or right before the season again. And listen, Jack, if TJ and his agent want to play hardball, that can mean a really extended layout and, you know, potentially a distracting storyline for this football team, you know, for the remainder or, you know, the length of training camp. So that's definitely one of the storylines to watch as we get closer to camp, which is about 3 weeks away now. So you're right. Nothing's going on right now. The Steelers have had an offer on the table for quite some time. There hasn't really been a lot of negotiating back and forth here. But, you know, I would suspect once training camp starts, and that deadline of the regular season approaches, things will heat up. And I think eventually it's going to get done, but there's probably going to be some contentious negotiations before that happens.
You rule out a trade then?
I would be so surprised if there was a trade. But listen, you never say never. The one thing about this whole situation is we have not talked to TJ since the end of the season. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think TJ has talked to anyone. It's kind of been more like JJ has been his mouthpiece. You know, the agent is talking for him by letting his feelings known about staying away from minicamp. So there's a lot of clues that TJ isn't happy. And he might be unhappy to the point where he does request a trade, but we haven't heard it from his lips. So I'm just really cautious in that regard. You know, maybe he is at that point, but I haven't heard it from him, so I'm not going to assume that's the case.
So I had, talking about this situation, you know, on these airwaves and elsewhere throughout the offseason, I am concerned that obviously, you know, Myles Garrett reset the market, right? The $40 million a year number is the one that's been thrown around. Are my concerns valid, and should fans be concerned that a Micah Parsons deal in Dallas can A, happen before TJ's extension, and B, reset the asking price for TJ Watt again and kind of walk back the negotiations? You don't think so?
I mean, a little bit, but you have to think about Aiden Hutchinson and Micah Parsons both being younger and entering their prime, whereas TJ and Miles are probably more in the same boat, you know, maybe still in their prime, but certainly exiting their prime within the next couple of years. That's why I think the Myles Garrett contract really blew a lot of NFL teams away. I mean, you know, they committed to him for such a lengthy period of time at $40 million per. You know, I don't think the Steelers, the Cowboys, or the Lions were expecting that. So it's really going to be interesting to see which team blinks first. You know, will it be the Steelers? Will it be the Cowboys? But I wouldn't necessarily tie the Parsons or the Hutchinson situation to Watt just because, you know, Watt's 30 now. Those guys are, what, 24, 25? So there's 5 years of difference there in terms of, you know, what their actual worth is.
Ray Fittipaldi covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, what's up for you at the PG from now until training camp starts? What other storylines are you keeping your eye on, and is some paid time off in your future before training camp starts as well?
Yeah, hopefully some paid time off where news doesn't break. We had to make a trade, and then we had the Omar thing yesterday. So we'll see if this week is any better. But, yeah, certainly looking forward to July 23rd when it does come around.
All right, Ray, appreciate you hopping on with us on the holiday. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks again, good sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, Jack. See you later.
There he goes. One of the good guys, Ray Fittipaldi. Check him out in the Post-Gazette. Covers the Pittsburgh Steelers incredibly, incredibly well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.